face the prospect of not living in the United States of America. At least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. But today I woke up, and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18's old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Make your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Queen Tarika Jones found her mother's lifeless body after a tornado slammed into the rural town of Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Jones describes her mother, Erica Moore, as a beautiful soul and says finding her was terrible. At least 21 people in Mississippi and one in Alabama died in tornadoes Friday. More than half of those who perished were from Mississippi's Sharkey County, where coroner Angelia Eason says it felt like losing 13 family members. Neighbors say Lonnie and Melissa Pierce of Rolling Fork were some of the best people they knew. He was a retired welder, and she volunteered for a Christian charity. The tornado dropped a neighbor's semi-truck onto their home, killing the couple. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 37 points, the NASDAQ dropped 52, the S&P lower by 6. More details at srnnews.com.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Switch to Pure Talk and get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month, because Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
I'm taking off my raincoat for some ski boots and some gloves. They've gotten so much white stuff on the West Coast. I'm trading snow for the surf and sun. I hope that Gwyneth Paltrow will stay at home.
Running to the nicest people when you're skiing. Welcome to Wednesday morning and happy hour.
Well, you're speeding up today a little bit.
You on drugs?
Nothing that would impair me, no. Mm. No, it's all for the good. So, let me see if I can do some Here's Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
It's noticeably cooler out there this morning. We got a little breeze and a temperature in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny today. Temperatures will be running a little below the seasonal normal, but not too bad. Upper 60s to probably around 70 for a high. Northeast breeze 10 to 15. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Low 43. Then a perfect day tomorrow. I've been calling it my pick of the litter day. It's the it's going to be a warmer day. Sunshine, comfortable. 77 tomorrow. Friday, warmer. Sun and cloud mix, high in the mid-80s. We're dry during the daytime hours. Scattered showers and thunderstorms move in the overnight hours and through early Saturday. Some strong, possibly severe. Well, of course, every weather system comes into the state. The northwestern half of the state has the greatest severe weather risk, by the way. And right now, it looks like after that clears out, Saturday afternoon's fine. Sunday looks great with a high temperature up to around 76. So right now, we've got 48 degrees at Maxwell Air Force Base, 47 in Prattville. It's 49 at Montgomery Regional Airport at 611.
I need a personal take.
Yes?
Driving to New Orleans Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Should be all right?
I think so, and I'm going to do some more looking into this as far as the future radars and stuff, but I think you're going to be okay. There'll be a depending on what time you think you're going to start.
I'm hoping for 4.
Okay. It could be stormy here locally at 4, but let me do some more investigating.
You know, 48 on breakfast already.
48 already?
Yeah.
My gosh, that was an interesting medley of various things. You've got, let me describe it for folks who have not seen it yet. It is a grilled ham and cheese sandwich enhanced with an egg on top, sunny side up, on top of a fried egg. So, what do you want to call that?
I don't know. There's two different kinds of cheeses there, and it's on an egg plate.
Yes.
I made with an egg
plate,
that,
yeah.
Fried up and stayed intact, really nice, spread out.
It's brand new on the Blue Water menu, and Richie Likey.
I heard Leanne was saying erotic things about it, too.
Perfection is the word she used, and she said it very seductively.
Well, that's probably the best start we've seen on anything so far. And nobody's happier than me at 612.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest Rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Attention, everyone!
Countdown to morning show initiated.
Try the radio.
All commercial radio transmission facilities throughout the world.
I'm the DJ.
And why exactly are you here?
I really know how to heat up a party.
Okay, this guy needs coffee stat.
Let's do this.
Let Wednesday begin.
It's showtime.
And Wednesday already. Hard to believe it is 6:13. The folks in the back, he made it in a little earlier today for you.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
He's still plugging in a few things, but there he is.
Yeah, I just realized I got to go restart one of our streaming computers.
Pronto.
I got to go. I'm here, and now I'm gone.
Okay, well, nice of you to visit. We will see you tomorrow morning at around 6:13 again.
It'll be real quick.
That's all right. You're putting out fires. I'll talk about Adams Motorsports, where the Kawasaki Ninja family of sports, super sport, and hypersport motorcycles offer the type of exhilaration that can only be delivered by legendary performance. It's that experience of being on a machine with the 360-degree world around you. You can go down the same street 5,000 times in a car. The first time you do it on a bike or a scooter or a motorcycle, it's a totally different game. By the way, if you don't know how to ride, Terry Adams and his team will be having a connection to the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program here in town, which has a very 90% plus success rate of graduating people ready to ride in a weekend. And it's good for discounts on insurance. The Kawasaki Ninja offers exciting daily commutes, mind-bending speed suitable only for the track, and there's a Ninja Sport bike for every type of rider. Kawasaki Ninja motorcycles, exhilaration is everything, and if you want that experience on the water, Kawasaki is the originator and inventor of the jet ski, and those are coming into Adams Motorsports as well. And everything, because Kawasaki buys down the credit standard, is available at the lowest interest rates for people with even decent credit. You will qualify. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime today through Saturday, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. It's the last week of the month, by the way, so Terry becomes the rubber band man, bends over backwards to get you the deal you need to buy. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, and open right now at AdamsMotorsports.com. By the way, award-winning service department as well. At 6:16, 18:19, News.
1819 News.
An Alabama judge ruling over a case that involves the VCAP law here in Alabama has now ruled in favor of the state when it comes to certain documents. Last year, Judge Lyle Burks placed an injunction on the state ban of transgender surgeries and hormone therapy for those under the age of 19. Burke did so because of a lawsuit and the number of plaintiffs who referred to the various pro-transgender health groups and their studies as the reason to stop the law from going into place. One of those groups being the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Now the state attorneys are requesting that the plaintiffs provide them with documents from WPATH. However, the plaintiffs in the lawsuit have filed a motion to quash to keep that from happening, saying it was a burden or an irrelevant request. Now Judge Burke has ruled in favor of the state in getting those documents from WPATH, saying that they are unquestionably relevant when it comes to diagnostic standards and standards of care regarding the transitioning of minors. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. When you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A drug deal apparently goes bad in Valley Grande and ends with one man being shot and killed, another man in the hospital, and a third behind bars. The shootout occurred this past weekend. Dallas County Sheriff Mike Grantham spoke to WAKA News.
There's only two ways the dope game can go. Number one, either jail, or number two, the graveyard.
I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What is wrong with you?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
Well, what are we waiting for?
So let's just get started.
Everybody has their own show.
What are you talking about?
Everybody, every day, you're creating the show that is your life.
It's Oprah approved.
Okay. Oprah, 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 Oprah.
I'm a big fan of this show.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Yeah, crank up the radio.
Best show we've ever done, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to get...
It's go time!
I would love to get... By the way, 618, Eddie Bader's opinion on the fact that Jeff Bezos is investing heavily in a company called Arrived Homes. It's a startup that purchases single-family homes and converts them to rentals.
No, he's not getting into that business, is he?
Well, this takes home ownership to a different level, you know, being owned at not just the corporate level, but the mega corporate level. So, since we are his local radio affiliate for his weekly pronouncements, this is what he has to say about it.
I'm Jeff Bezos, your internet commerce overlord. Oh, and soon I shall become your landlord. Yeah, I'm heavily invested in a new startup that purchases single-family dwellings and turns them into rental properties. You see, the American dream of home ownership is my dream as well. It's just that I dream a little bigger and want to own everyone's home. Best of all, you can buy shares in these homes for as little as $100. So we can become landlords together. Of course, as the majority owner, if the tenant complains of a clogged toilet, I must insist that you're the one who'll have to go over to plunge it.
And make sure your rent is on time, too, or they'll charge you a late fee.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that is a true story. And so is the next one. And this one is almost a little bit scarier, that scientists have been able to create meatballs from the long extinct woolly mammoth. Lab-grown meatballs that use the DNA of the woolly mammoth.
Is that cost plus 10% at...
I don't know that they're in. That? I'm sure they will be when they arrive. Probably at a special price, too. But how do you market woolly mammoth meatballs?
It's the newest dish from lab-grown meat. Introducing the mammoth meatball. Just listen to this glowing testimonial from Fag, the unthawed caveman.
Tastes like real mammoth. Just like Mom used to make.
The mammoth meatball has everyone dragging their knuckles in excitement.
Fag like meatball and spaghetti.
And even though it's made in a lab, it will unlock your primal instincts.
Grab spear. Kill beast.
It's the mammoth meatball.
Tastes much better than tiny saber tooth.
Fresh, never frozen.
Now, the next step, of course, is to see the mammoth actually stomping around. That we will somehow genetically bring, kind of like Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, right. Well, the woolly mammoth, yeah, that's the one, will be the first to be reconstituted. Is that the word?
Is that what that is?
I mean, because they think they can do it.
Reanimated? No, yes.
No.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Recreated? Recreated? Hey, there's the food outlet specials for this week.
Yeah, the ones that ended yesterday.
Oh, that's the one that's from yesterday?
So I got to do a little digging here because today is Wednesday and the specials changed on Wednesday at Food Outlet.
Oh, you go to foodoutlet.com.
I am going to...
They'll have the new one.
I didn't get an update from Larry this week.
I did.
I just realized that.
But I think he's so busy.
Normally he's good about sending us the new spot for food, but I did not get one.
He is in the process this week of moving from his old headquarters to his house.
Yeah. That's probably why.
These look like Dem.
Yeah, there you go. That's the new ones.
Have they put our picture up on the television yet, Sonny?
Not yet.
I saved the image. And... we will print. Never fear, we always have it figured out. So the troubles that we were plagued with yesterday, am I to understand now that those are mostly...
I have no clue.
Okay.
I can't remember what the troubles were.
Well, the troubles were this time in Ireland. Way back in the 70s, I think, maybe.
Where the streets have no name.
But that's not not important.
Yeah. Was that on Sunday? A Bloody Sunday?
You know what? That might have been part of Bloody Sunday, but yeah, I'm not sure. The troubles.
I am a little bit distracted today. Saturday is suddenly here.
I'll put my clothes back on, sorry.
No. I appreciate you.
Stay comfortable.
I have little patches on my chest from where they had to shave to stick those EKG monitor things at that stress test done yesterday.
Yeah.
I have these little two, and they itch like, oh, there's our picture.
Are we warning the public?
That's our cue, folks. We look up at the monitor, and we see the bumper shot of our picture.
Because nothing works better for us than visual aid. Yeah.
Since I have found the Food Outlet specials, may I mention them?
No.
Maybe later?
Of course.
Such a casual no.
Well, you usually do them in the 7 o'clock hour, but sure, variety is the spice of life.
Well, I'm excited. Sirloin tip roast at $3.96 a pound in the meat department. Chicken leg quarters, a 10-pound bag of those, $4.90. Baby back pork ribs, just $2.15.
What about if I wanted some ballpark franks? How much would I pay?
The good news is yours, bun length or otherwise. They are $2.13 for the 1-pound package.
Whoa!
They got pints of Mayfield ice cream, and that's all flavors at
$1.99. I'm hankering for some yellow onions. They got any of those?
Let me see. Yes, a 3-pound bag of yellow onions are $1.63.
I'm craving a pot pie, though. Do they have any banquet pot pies?
Banquet pot pies are just $1.25.
Whoa!
And you can wash it all down with your favorite Coke products. 12 packs, the fridge pack, as they call it, 497, that's at all three food outlet locations, including Highway 14 and the Millbrook Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you. No, I won't see you Sunday morning. I've already warned them.
That's right. Yeah.
You will not.
I will be coming back. On
this
Sunday
was in the Bible, this was a sign of the apocalypse.
Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. You're a very funny guy.
64 on breakfast already.
That's got to be some kind of
That's a record this early.
From whenceforth, Gregory Benjamin.
Six.
Found absent at a food outlet.
That's right. All the networks will interrupt.
An artificial intelligence program analyzed customer reviews for six airlines and came up with 11 changes that would make flying more enjoyable. Topping the list is more flexible seating arrangements. I think we could all agree with that.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about. Let's hear from our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning. But they missed one. That's not on this list, and that's the food.
What is it?
The meals. The meals, even in first class, meals are now so rare.
That's...
I got a meal on the way to Jamaica, but most of the time it's snacks.
When flying used to be fun, and even if you were in coach, it was a first-class experience.
Yeah,
you got a meal. You got a chicken,
hot meal.
Or sometimes even a steak. Yes.
Yeah.
With, of course, we had to eat with plastic silverware in coach, but you fancy first-class folks got silverware that you could actually steal
and
or wash.
And tablecloth. Yeah, right.
The tablecloth, and then at the end, you get that nice, steamy, lemon-scented cloth.
Yeah, exactly.
To wipe
but
the,
now it's pretzels.
Fancy over there now.
Yeah, I've never experienced that. Mm-mm.
I had a meal one time on the plane. It was years ago, and it was like it was pretty good. It was like a chicken leg quarter.
Yeah,
yeah. But like they said, you just don't get meals on planes anymore.
It depends on how long the
flight
is. Yeah, how long the flight is, and what time of day is the flight. Yeah, it's very rare.
Used to be, you would get anything from a sandwich on up if the flight was at least 90 minutes long.
I'm going to be on about 20 airplanes this year, and I don't think that I'm scheduled for any meals on it. I don't think so. I may be wrong, but I don't think I'm going to get any meals.
You'll get snacks, though, right? They'll come around with the snacks.
Yeah, you know, sure, yes.
If you fly first, they'll give you the snacks. Everybody else has to go to the vending machine near the lavatory to get their snacks.
Now, guys, I will tell you, I take artificial intelligence suggestions with a grain of salt.
Yep.
You know, like even, you know, like the chat GPT that everybody's raving about, they're still, I mean, it's a computer and it's not a human mind, so there are some things that it can't quite comprehend.
All right.
Things are controversial.
We've noticed that.
Tell them what.
I mean, these are some good suggestions. I don't think the airlines would really like them because some of them would cost a lot of money to do, right?
Yeah, probably.
Self-cleaning bathrooms.
Yeah, that is helpful, though.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger overhead bins to fit bigger bags inside.
Right.
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah. And our fees would go up for bringing heavy, bigger bags and carry-on.
You are correct. By the way...
Well, they need to be nice to us.
I don't know that from an engineering standpoint they can make those overhead bins any larger. What they need to do is stop people as they're coming onto the plane. And if they're carrying 3 pounds of bologna in a 2-pound bag, it's got to be checked through.
Right.
Period. Yeah.
How about the reclining seats, which barely recline, but then they recline on you, you know, from the
I don't want to look at the part in your hair from the seat behind you. I really don't. That's not my thing. I don't like that. And they are closer together. There's no doubt that they have moved the rows as close as they can legally get.
Yeah.
So you can barely do anything without bumping the person in front of you. So...
I hate it when there's a...
people on into those planes to make the most money.
Yeah.
I have probably flown 500,000 miles in my life, and I have not flown since 2011. I just can't bring myself to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I see on here, number 9, keeping track of luggage by putting trackers on every suitcase. Yeah. With today's technology, we kind of could do that ourselves.
No.
I know, like, when I fly, a lot of people use the air tags.
I was about to say that. Mm-hmm.
I use tile, which is similar to an air tank.
Yeah, that works too.
Delta gives me a...
You in a suitcase and you know where your stuff is at.
Go ahead. What nice that they complimentary did that.
Right.
Delta gives me a notification on my watch that the bag has made it to the plane, so I know that I'm going to... That I have a plane, you know, that the... That my luggage is on the plane. That's pretty cool.
That's after TSA has given it a thorough going over to make sure that you haven't brought anything on the plane that's illicit. By the way, the other thing, the big question, the TSA has decided that peanut butter is a liquid.
Oh, is that right?
So you cannot bring peanut butter onto a plane if you're planning on snacking on that if you got hungry.
Speaking of TSA,
it's not a liquid.
If you have you got TSA known,
so
traveler?
Have under an ounce of peanut butter to fly?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
If you don't have TSA known, traveler, it's worth it. $78 for 5 years, and it's the best thing in the world. Known traveler. You get in fast lines wherever you are.
You could be two things. A well-known weatherman and a known traveler.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. TSA known traveler.
But I'm not flying anywhere.
Rich has gets some perks anytime he's flying out of Montgomery. Known meteorologist in Montgomery.
We do have a nice airport, that I will say.
Yeah,
we do.
We do. Well, gentlemen, our time has come to an end on this Wednesday. You all have a great morning, and thanks for joining us, as always.
Thank you for letting us help you solve the world's problems today.
I'll share more from our friends. Tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
All right, well, at least they had the audio on today. That's a big step up.
That's good.
Jay, any chance we can take a quick look at the Business Channel for the... futures. Just want to do a brief hit for Brandt here. Uncertainty, that's the key word day to day in the markets. You never know what the geniuses running things are going to do next. And futures this morning look positive. Well, good. We'll take that. Whatever happens throughout the course of the day, it's broken down and analyzed. And even if you're not invested, Brandt McDonald will explain how these moves can impact you and your money. And if you've never sat down with a financial planner, Brent would be the first guy to say, well, if not him, call somebody. You need to know this information to protect yourself in these uncertain economic times. But if you'd like to meet him and his incredible team, nobody's got to try to sell you anything, by the way. It's not a sales pitch. It's just a chance to talk about your future and how they might be able to help you achieve your goals. 387-0094. That's for Invista Advisors. Traffic, then the timeline.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're headed out of Montgomery this morning on Highway 331 southbound at Hyundai Boulevard, that is blocked right there. Could take you a few minutes to get by that. If you're coming into Montgomery, minor delay there. Watch out for boots on the ground if you're in that area. That's Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. Light to moderate traffic all over Montgomery this morning. Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge still closed. That means Rifle Range Road and Redland Road going to be very busy. If you're coming out of the Emerald Mountain area, might want to bank in a little extra time. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas. They go fast. Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
It's the best sale of the season at Cafco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prizes, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and stay for our wreath class at 1. Shop our spring open house for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 till 5 at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Thank you, Larry Stevens. Always forced my voice down so I sound like a man. Following one of his spots, here is David on the phone.
Good morning.
Hey.
You know, the downside to having the known traveler now is that you go through major airports like Atlanta and Chicago, and so many people have it now that sometimes the lines are longer for that than for the non-known traveler.
You're kidding.
No, I mean...
I'm serious.
I haven't seen that yet.
I mean,
I've been lucky because I just get in the fastest lines. I've been a lucky guy. I was on 16 planes last year. They were all on time or ahead of time. And the lines were great. I was a lucky guy. So.
Yeah, I got it when it first came out, and it was super fast. But the past two times I've flown, it's taken me. Actually,
it's like buying an upgraded thing at Disney World, and the line for that is longer than the line of the Minions just waiting.
Yeah. And the last time I flew out of Montgomery, which was last September, I come up to the gate there, and of course they don't really have a quick lane through Montgomery, TSA.
Right.
But even though I've got known traveler, they still pulled me aside into a side room and gave me the full Monty.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe it.
I'll tell you, the most I've ever been searched was coming out of Jamaica. They just randomly pulled me out of the out of the crowd. And my gosh, it took about 20 minutes. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been through that, too. So, I know. So, David, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks for the call. At 6:35, the timeline in two.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe is expecting his first child. In other words, even a Gryffindor knows how to Slytherin. Scientists have taken DNA from a woolly mammoth and made a big lab-grown meatball from it. While scientists don't know what it tastes like, they do know it'll be way better than a vegan meatball. Attending live sporting events improves levels of well-being and reduces feelings of loneliness. Unless you're attending an Oakland A's home game, where you'll definitely be lonely. And Tom Brady is dating again. He has a great pickup line. It's, "I'm Tom Brady." This is not headline news.
At 6:37, with the timeline for the 29th of March, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Hey, I just sent you the 4 a.m. radar on Saturday morning.
In your phone right now. Today's the 88th day of the year. 277 days are left. National Smoke and Mirrors Day.
I'll bring the smoke. You guys get the mirror.
I don't know what that's about. It says it's National Mom and Pop's Business Owners Day, but we had that earlier in the week, so we're having to get again, I guess. It's Piano Day. I love pianos. They're so versatile. I think the Beatles wrote a lot of their songs on a piano, believe it or not.
And it was tuned by that guy we had on our show that one time.
That's right.
You never remember his name now, Jay. Do you remember?
Don't remember.
And it's National Manatee Day. Aw, take a sea cow to lunch today. 1848. Excuse me. Niagara Falls stops flowing for 30
Niagara
hours.
Niagara Falls!
Slowly the water stops. It was due to an ice jam. It stopped flowing due to an ice jam. 104 years ago, 1919, the Ringling Brothers merged with Barnum and Bailey and became the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. And they ran two circuses separately after World War I. 94 years ago, 1929, President Herbert Hoover installed the first telephone in the Oval Office. Did your mom have a Hoover vacuum cleaner?
Believe so, yes. Mm. We had one of those. It looked like a Dachshund on wheels.
They were heavy.
Tubular.
Really heavy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it had all the attachments.
1936, Adolf Hitler runs for chancellor, and he got a pretty good vote total. 98.8% of the votes.
You know, one of the most effective campaign strategies is you vote for me or we will kill you. And it's just been very effective throughout history.
If it works for Putin.
Sure does.
1951, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg are convicted of espionage in their role in the passing of atomic secrets to the Soviets during World War II.
Commies.
62 years ago, 1961, the 23rd Amendment gives people in Washington, D.C. the right to vote in presidential elections.
Can we rescind that? I don't even think the people that serve the country there should be allowed to vote.
Oh, I tell you what a wild, wild city. I watched that Deep Throat special this morning about Mark Felt.
Was that on Netflix?
It was on, I saw it on YouTube. And it was really, really, really good.
There's some great stuff on YouTube. I spend most of my viewing time now on YouTube.
I spend a great deal of time. 50 years ago today, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show finally got their picture on the cover of a Rolling Stone. The cover of the Rolling Stone song reached number 6 on U.S. singles charts, and according to members of the group, they really did buy 5 copies for their mothers, just like the song said.
Isn't that adorable?
50 years ago today, the U.S. withdrew the last troops from Vietnam. We all remember that film of the last chopper leaving Saigon.
People on the roof of the building hanging onto his helicopter ski.
Remind
you of Afghanistan a little bit?
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, we all thought of that when we left Afghanistan. 1975, Led Zeppelin had all 6 of their albums on the Billboard Top 200 at the same time. Led Zeppelin 3, Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin 2, Houses of the Holy, Led Zeppelin 4, and Physical Graffiti. And now, our song of the day. And how appropriate on this storm-free day before another big storm system arrives Friday night. We're going to enjoy a couple of days of blue skies. 1978, the album is Out of the Blue. Jeff Lynne wrote it. How about Mr. Blue Sky to get us going on a nice Wednesday morning on your timeline? ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Here. They're great to see in concert, by the way. I saw them once. I saw this show, the Out of the Blue show.
I have never seen them in
They are really, really good. And because of the elaborate stage production, too. Like they had a whole spaceship.
A lot of electric lights.
Yeah, a lot of electric lights, right? 37 years ago today, in 1986, Beatle records officially go on sale in Russia. You've probably heard the story. There was a big black market for Beatles albums in Russia, but it was like you had to keep it so secret that you had a Beatles album.
Sort of like jeans. Remember when people were smuggling jeans into Russia?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 31 years ago in 1992, presidential candidate Bill Clinton admitted that he experimented with marijuana a time or two while attending Oxford University, but he did not.
Inhale.
I repeat, did not inhale. No siree, Bob. If I can get this paper.
5-minute warning.
All right, Dad. 27 years ago in 1996, Tommy and Pamela Lee sued Penthouse for $10 million for marketing that stolen home video with them doing that. They failed, by the way. 2005, former O.J. Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran died of a brain tumor. He was 67. 2006, Tom Jones knighted by the Queen. 2013, new research indicates that the Shroud of Turin may actually have been Jesus Christ's burial cloth. Researchers used mechanical and thermal measurements that showed between 300 B.C. and 400 A.D.
That is one of the most fascinating stories.
Everything on the Turin, I'll watch any special
Yes.
On that.
Because I really want to believe that that is it.
I want to. Me too. Yeah. Birthdays, Laura Logan, former CBS News 60 Minutes correspondent, is 53. Elle McPherson is 59. She's a former Aussie supermodel. Christopher Lambert, known from a TV series called The Highlander, he's 66 today. Original Toto singer Bobby Kimball is 76. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. Terry Jacks is 79 today. Eric Idle from Monty Python is 80. And ironically, Sam Walton would have been 105 today, founder of Walmart. He used to drive to work in a pickup truck with a bagged lunch every day that he made. We're 2 days away from play ball. MLB, no, actually, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
MLB opening day.
Everybody's off today.
Yeah. Biscuits home opener, 13 days away. 11 days till Easter Sunday, 45 days till Mother's Day, and Thanksgiving, 240 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Yankees, on their way to New York, stopped in D.C. yesterday to play the Nationals, and they looked awful. They just looked...
I saw that game, yeah.
They couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle.
Yeah.
But the game went by quickly, and that often happens when you can't hit anything.
So they played that game... Not in Florida?
No, they played in D.C.
How about that?
The Angels and Dodgers, they're playing in L.A. Mm-hmm. These traditional preseason exhibition series and so forth.
Yeah.
At 6:46, let's get Rich's weather, and then we'll have your SRN News replay in today's Cheap and Trashy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
It is noticeably cooler out there this morning, and today will be a relatively cool day compared to normal. Normal high is 76. I've got us around... 69, 70 today with that little northeasterly breeze, 10 to 15. I'm going to call it mostly sunny, but there will be some clouds at times. Clear, chilly tonight, 43. Yeah, that's going to be noticeable this late in the ballgame. Perfect tomorrow, as I've been saying, my favorite day of the week weather-wise. Warmer, comfortable, sunshine, 77 on Thursday. Warmer on Friday with a high in the mid-80s, a sun and cloud mix. We're dry during the day Friday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms move in the overnight hours ahead of another strong cold front. This is a front that's going to bring a big severe weather risk to the middle of the country during the day on Friday and into northwest Alabama in the overnight hours Friday night. And then, things get better by Saturday afternoon and very nice on Sunday. Right now this morning, it's 47 in Prattville, 49 at Montgomery Regional Airport, MGM, 49 now at 6:48.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
it was kind of fun the other morning. I think it was Monday. We got a call during Random Facts from somebody who just wanted to share the joy of purchasing a vehicle at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Made his wife very, very happy because she got the Cadillac she wanted. They have every type and style of great luxury brand at various stages. And in the value car lot, you can save even more. Now, here's the difference. Everything that you see, and there's now 494 choices, including 20 cars under $20,000 at Jack Ingram. They still have that 2003 Beamer convertible with only 100,000 miles on it, a car that was garage kept and babied, and you can take it off the lot for $185 a month with the online deal. But they also have Lexuses and Mercedes-Benz that are under $300 a month, in addition to a wide array of SUVs, sedans, and great starter cars that offer safety features and affordable prices. See, the thing is, they vet those cars at Jack Ingram. They have to pass the Carfax Vehicle History Report, an interior inspection, and the mechanics have to sign off on a 108-point engine checkup before they'll even think about putting their name on the back end of any vehicle. Jack Ingram, six great brand new brands, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Nissan, and the signature used and value car lot, all in one spot on the boulevard and at jackingram.com. Here's your SRN News replay.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Queen Tarika Jones found her mother's lifeless body after a tornado slammed into the rural town of Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Jones describes her mother, Erica Moore, as a beautiful soul and says finding her was terrible. At least 21 people in Mississippi and one in Alabama died in tornadoes Friday. More than half of those who perished were from Mississippi's Sharkey County, where coroner Angelia Eason says it felt like losing 13 family members. Neighbors say Lonnie and Melissa Pierce of Rolling Fork were some of the best people they knew. He was a retired welder, and she volunteered for a Christian charity. The tornado dropped a neighbor's semi-truck onto their home, killing the couple. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 37 points. The NASDAQ dropped 52. The S&P lower by 6. More details at srnnews.com.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Switch to Pure Talk and get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month, because Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're headed out of Montgomery this morning on Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard, we had an accident there earlier. That lane was blocked. Please use caution. Expect a minor delay. If you're coming into Montgomery, should get by there pretty easily. Might be a minor little delay getting in this morning. In Montgomery, we have light to moderate traffic. No problems in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka at the moment. However, Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is still closed. Maybe build in some extra time out of Emerald Mountain. Redland Road, Rifle Range, going to be very busy this morning. Registration for summer classes going on now at Trenum State. Scholarships are available. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. With J, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dirtbags in Hollywood. Your dream won't turn out like you thought it would. Where every single gentleman that you see is getting handsy, you'd better keep a lookout. And at audition, it is your mission to not get cornered on the casting couch. Dirtbags in Hollywood.
Wow, 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 wow. And there are plenty of them. I don't know that we have a dirtbag story today. We do have a somewhat heartening story. So much of Hollywood has moved to Nashville, which is there. That's code. I read a story on this. I think it was, it might have been in the New York Post. One reason why Nashville has inherited so many celebrities, it's code for that we're not down with what's going on in California anymore.
Right.
And it just, you know,
it's just getting
Texas,
wilder and wilder.
It's a loony bin. And the governor of that state wants to have a chance to do to the rest of the country what he's done for them. Melissa Joan Hart, being one of those Nashville plants, she helped guide kids to safety during that horrible shooting at the Covenant School on Monday. Her kids attended school nearby, and she and her husband were on their way there for conferences when it happened.
Wow. Did you see the body cam videos now out?
I posted it.
Yeah.
And you can never pay those police officers enough for the way they pulled it together. Because we've seen some, like the one in Texas, Uvalde. Where the entire police department was basically...
lethargic.
A bad joke. All right. You never know what's going to be worth money. When Jon Favreau got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this past February, Robert Downey Jr. christened it with a piece of chewed gum. That gum is now on eBay with a starting bid of $55,000 Canadian dollars.
God.
The seller claims to have attended the ceremony and scooped the gum up right from the star. Says, I'm selling it in the same condition I got it in, and it can be tested for his DNA. If you can get a sample of Robert Downey Jr.'s DNA to test it against.
I'm just thinking about Canadian dollars. Are they... They're equivalent to one of our dollars, correct?
No, they're. If you want this gum,
yeah,
you call your guy and tell him you need 55,000 Canadian dollars or 40,000 in American money. That's.
Did they put Charles' picture yet on?
I don't know that he's turned up anywhere. Yes. Keanu Reeves, man, is. You know how many words he says in John Wick Chapter 4?
Oh, probably, let's go with 20.
Well, you didn't see the movie. I don't know. He saw it.
He only says 380 words in that entire movie.
I mean, it's very low.
And he stripped out, well, that's why your guess was, I think, quite perspicacious.
He what?
He stripped out roughly half the dialogue written for his character in the initial script. About 10% of his words are spoken in the movie's first 2.5-minute trailer, and then he says more than that. Says more in that trailer than he does in the first 25 minutes of the actual film.
It ain't much.
Is it just the character is stoic?
Yeah, well, his longest line in the movie is, and I'll do my best Keanu Reeves impersonation here.
Okay.
Dude.
That sounded more like a weird Christopher Walken.
Yeah. The quote, you and I left a good life behind a long time ago, my friend. That's his longest line in the whole freaking movie.
Yeah.
You know, the good thing about that is he didn't have to spend a lot of time memorizing words and lines.
By the way, if you can quickly divide 15 million by 380, you'll know what he got paid per word.
Per word, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
The film, because that's like what he was paid. X-Files getting a reboot from the director of the Black Panther movies. Jay, you're into these things.
Never was into
He's
X-Files.
Not really an X-Files guy.
I have the series, and honestly, I think I've watched maybe half of the first season, and really haven't watched a lot of
X-Files. What's
their
tagline? Something is out there.
Yeah, the truth is out there.
Truth is out there. Yeah.
Ryan Coogler is the director who will be trying to breathe some fresh air into the franchise. At 6:58. This story it's like one of the first things I saw this morning, and it's tough to have a good day when this is the first thing you see. Do you know that Kelly Ripa has been doing live for 22 years, God. And she makes around $20 million a year? But when she started as Regis Philbin's co-host, she didn't even have her own office.
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
And she didn't get an office until they cleaned out a janitor's closet and put a desk in it.
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
In addition, she has been blindsided twice with both Regis and his replacement, Michael Strahan, leaving the show. All right. But, forget the joke.
So that is done at local Channel 7, WABC-TV. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Started off as a local show.
You know, it seems like just yesterday that Regis was alive.
I could just hear his voice.
I used to do a pretty good Regis.
Kelly, who was Griffith?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah.
I have limitations today, so I'm going to honor those by not trying to attempt Regis Philbin's impersonation. Why I had to look at this, I first saw it in the New York Post yesterday on page 6. Lionel Richie chose yesterday to make a confession. You know, one of his biggest hits was All Night Long, and yesterday he said,